No Junk Mail presents Off to War, read to you by James Von Felt. Dear Kevin, chickens are having mite problems again. Dog shedding hair all over the yard. Think I got scald on the tomatoes. Just one thing after the other. Larry Blues Boy Ralph, you know, the twin that played the trombone in the marching band. Well, heard he and some friends had a party. Maybe too much party. Ended up driving a car off Eccles' used car lot. Actually, that wasn't too bad. Eccles' boy, Brett, was in the car when it went off the road, though I don't think he was driving. Nobody's killed. Two of the five are in the hospital with broken bones and such. Car's a wreck. They've got a court date. Brett's uncle is sitting judge in our county. Hear tell he's madder'n hops 'cause Brett embarrassed him and the family. I suspect that justice will prevail, and some will learn a lot. On the other side of town, and a bit south to the farm, Mary Jane's cats are getting out of hand. I was over to see Cousin Clifford. Had to park down by the bridge 'cause so many of the critters were close to the house. Must have been 40 or more. Didn't dare to try park up there. Might have run over one, and then there'd be hell to pay. Mary Jane's cats are her hobby, I guess. Coyotes do come in and clean out a few from time to time. Told Cliff he should start a glove-making business. It's my opinion that cat fur makes the best gloves. Mary Jane just gave me a big frown. Clifford tells me he's allergic to cats, but I think he's just putting on. They have one in the house. Oh, and Lauren Dean is getting married this fall after harvest. He met this nice girl from over at Westgrove. She went to school at Centerville and then went to beauty school in Ottumwa. I've heard of her folks, but haven't met them yet. Here it'll be a big bash to remember. I ran into Susie at Walmart in Ottumwa last week. She brought me up to speed with the family and all, told me about your big decision. So you're on the way to the Army. That's a really big decision, but more fun than school and working a part-time job. Look at it this way. You'll be shooting guns and blowing things up. It'll be exciting for sure. Maybe you'll get to go overseas. Cousin Billy in Mount Pleasant went to Panama during the Korean conflict. Korea was hell on wheels for riflemen, but for some reason they sent him to guard the Panama Canal. He told me he'd keep it safe. How long did you say you've been signed up for? Was it 4 years? Let's see. That'd be 48 months. Not too long for an 18-year-old to get his bearings in life. According to Susie, there's going to give you a pot full of money when you get out. Well, you'll deserve that pot, and a whole lot more as far as I'm concerned. If it's anything like I remember, it'll be gone in no time. Easy come, easy go, the old-timers say. Reckon it's still true. Young'uns today don't seem to have a feel for things of value. Never did, as far as I can remember. Take Ephraim over on the next block. Came out of the Army, moved into the old run-down greenhouse next to where the blacksmith shop used to be. Lived with this gal, broke up, started up with this other gal who had two kids. Married her, then first gal had his kid. Divorced the second gal. What a mess. I'm not making this up. All that in 18 months. Now he's in a world of hurt. They're all hurting. He's mad, broke, driving a junk car and working hard at the meatpacking plant for minimum wages. Says he won't pay child support for three kids that ain't his. Probably heading for a stay in jail. Now that's gonna hurt even more. Says it ain't right. Maybe it's not. But if he had his values set to start with, he wouldn't be in this fix. Seems to me it's going to take a long time to get out of this one. How can I fix it? He asked me. I think he was asking how could he get out of paying for child support. I don't know the answer to that question. I suggested he go see Lynch the lawyer. He said that'd cost money he don't have. Wasn't interested in talking to Pastor Martin either. Maybe you have some ideas. However, it seems to me that if he doesn't get his feet under him and start thinking with a little bit of horse sense, well, things don't look too good the way he's going. Character is a tough thing to get your arms around. Always has been. Some thinks it's just plain personal discipline. I think there's more to it than that. His dad seems to be as square a guy as you can meet. His stepmom is a big help in the community whenever there's a need. Went to church when he was a kid. Easy enough to get along with. He's got good genes, as they say. Character, it's there. We all know it when we see it in a person, but maybe we don't want to do what it takes to get it. That is, until we need it real bad. Then when we kind of get used to the next bad situation, we forget all about making some changes. Just go with the flow. Been there too many times myself. Anyway, I've digressed again. The Army will give you a chance to learn discipline. Master a skill, maybe even build character. May not be fun all the time either, but it will be right in front of your face every day for a while, especially in boot camp. And believe me, if you get into a shootout overseas someplace, you'll need personal discipline like you've never known. I wish you the best. Even God bless, if you let me. Where do these values come from? How do the young ones get them? Seems like they're getting a lot of hard knocks nowadays. Think about it. P.S. Send me your address. I'll write you in boot camp. Well, that's it for now. From where the corn grows tall and pigs fly. Take care. All my love, Grandpa Jim.